I remember as a seminarian being told that initially the most difficult promise for a priest to keep is celibacy, but that with time and age, obedience becomes the toughest. And I think there's truth in that. The older we get, the more difficult it can be to surrender control. Whether that's control over the flow of traffic, or control over our work schedule, or work environment, control over events that are important to us, control over family, even control over my own actions. Ever regret something you've said or done? In our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, the risen Jesus went to communicate three things to the disciples. Proof that he's alive after the crucifixion. The kingdom of God, and the promised gift of the Holy Spirit. That was the heart of his message to them and to us. The truth of his death and resurrection, the reality of the kingdom of God, and the gift of the Holy Spirit. And notice that the first question of the disciples to Jesus is a distortion of the second point. Jesus talks about the kingdom of God. They want to know about the kingdom of Israel. Jesus, now that you're risen, glorious, powerful, conqueror of death. Now's the time to refer power to Israel, right? With you as king, of course. The rest of us is your brain trust. The question seems to be a polite way of saying, are you finally going to let us be in control now? And Jesus' response can be a little confusing. You have to look at it carefully in light of what we know from the New Testament regarding his meaning about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not about power politics, with one person in charge, or one group of people in charge, or one country in charge. His kingdom is about God being enthroned in our hearts. Mind of each and every human being. This kind of kingdom can only happen when we receive and become obedient to the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit can only be given to those who confess the death and resurrection of Christ. So with that in mind, let's listen again to the response of Jesus to their question. He says, it's not for you to know the times and seasons that the Father has established by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. This first sentence is a rebuke of them, of us, trying to figure out when God will establish his kingdom. We're not supposed to speculate about the second coming or about the end of the world. It's not helpful for us. Secondly, the only power we should be interested in is the power of the Holy Spirit, which is the power of forgiveness and the power to be witnesses to Jesus. And notice he doesn't say witnesses only in Israel, but to the ends of the earth. It's not limited to Israel, it's for all people. The greatest power that Jesus gives us is, in this incredible gift of the Holy Spirit, is the power to be forgiven and to forgive, and the power to witness to Jesus. Restoration of the kingdom is not about being role. It's about being forgiven. It's about forgiving. It's about witnessing to Jesus. That's the kingdom. We're called to be obedient to that. This feast of the Ascension is about Jesus ascending into kingship so that he can send the promised Holy Spirit. Our responsorial song sang that God announces throne. To shouts of joy. Christ, as God, announces his throne to shouts of joy. Ascension is principality, authority, power, and dominion. Again, the ascension is an enthronement for Jesus so he can send the Holy Spirit. And so that his kingship, his royal reign over our hearts and minds may come to completion. The gospel has this powerful line that just before his ascension, the disciples saw him, worshipped him, and doubted him. How could they see, worship, and then doubt? Because they had not yet received the promised gift of the Holy Spirit. The gift of the Holy Spirit is so important. And our obedience to the Holy Spirit is so important. As we grow in obedience to the Holy Spirit, our doubts lessen and go away. Our ability to forgive, to seek forgiveness, grows. And the witness that we give to the risen Jesus, not just with actions, but with our words, becomes more powerful. On this feast of the Ascension, let's acknowledge Jesus as the one and only King and enthrone him in our hearts. And let's strive to be obedient to his command, to wait for, to pray for, to long for the promise of the Father, the gift of the Holy Spirit. So here's the homework for the week. Pray each day this week for a renewed outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon you and upon our church, so that we will forgive, seek forgiveness, and give way.